online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Transport Minister Shane Ross has been urged to fast-track the construction of the Bunagee Link. The inquest into the disappearance of Castledark teenager Arlene Arkinson has ended today. A Donegal senator has called for the government to take responsibility for the crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital. And Letterkenny Chamber says it wants to be involved in the tendering process for the safety works on the four-lane road in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news, emergency services are currently attending an incident on the Mountaintop Road in Letterkenny. It's believed a car has caught fire, with the fire service working at the scene close to Letterkenny University Hospital. Gardaí have advised motorists to avoid the area. Transport Minister Shane Ross has been urged to fast-track the construction of the Bunagee Link. A delegation from Letterkenny Municipal District met today with Minister Ross at government buildings, during which the minister committed to visit Letterkenny to see firsthand the traffic issues in the town. Letterkenny Councillor Kieran Brogan was in attendance and says the minister appears to be very much aware of the challenges facing the North West, including Brexit. Councillor Brogan says it is vital infrastructure is developed, not just for Letterkenny, but surrounding areas.
I think, in fairness to the minister, he listened attentively to all the points that were made. It's important that we were all singing from the same hymn sheet, the importance of the investment in the roads infrastructure in the whole wider Letterkenny area, because it's not just Letterkenny, but Letterkenny happens to be the employment centre of the whole North West now. So the importance of investment in our roads infrastructure in this area is of vital importance, and we also invited the minister to come to Letterkenny, to Donegal, to see firsthand the challenges that people are having on a daily basis. So it's about a constructive and a working relationship going forward, and that's a commitment that we've all made today, to make sure that we do everything we can within our own power to ensure that we can get this project moved on.
One of the points that was previously made to the Transport Minister was that Letterkenny should be regarded as a special case in light of all those points that you just made. Do you think that the Transport Minister agrees with that?
Well, I think he's very much aware of the challenges that we've had. We made a very good presentation to him. He's aware, I suppose, because of the periphery of where we are in the North West and the challenges with Brexit. He also is very aware of the huge success we've had in foreign direct investment and the resilience of people in the North West. And he's very much aware of the importance of projects like the N2 and the A5. But this is all about time, and it's about what we can do to make sure that we get this fast-tracked. The concern we have, I suppose, at the moment, it seems to be the case that not very much is going to happen with regards construction until at least 2021. So we're impressing upon the Minister to try and fast-track the Bunagee Link to get it up into a special area. That's going to take full cross-party support, and I think there is a willingness there right across the political divide to achieve that.
Meanwhile, Letterkenny Chambers says it wants to be involved in the tendering process for the safety works on the four-lane road linking the Polestar and Dry Arch roundabouts. Following a meeting of local businesses last evening, the Chambers Infrastructure Committee says they want to ensure the problems with recent works at Kiltoy are not repeated. Committee spokesperson Andrew Brawley says the problem with the Kiltoy works was that the plans were drawn up in 2006, 10 years before the work actually started.
The big problem with Kiltoy is the planning actually went through in 2006. The works happened in 2016. So whenever the works started, unfortunately for businesses and for all their concerned members of the public, it was too late to have an input into the tendering process, into the contract, how the works were to be done, when the works were to be done. What we're trying to do is preempt that for the four lane works and for the Irish Water works. We want to get in there now before the tendering process and have an input into how the works are to be done and when they're to be done. Our proposal is that we have a strong input into the tendering process for the four-lane road. That includes having four lanes of traffic during daytime hours. If they want to carry out larger works that require lane closures, they should be carried out at night. One very important thing that needs to happen is that there's a resident engineer who will communicate with us throughout the process and liaise with us, because that was very much absent in the Kiltie situation. And lastly, that there would be penalties imposed if the contractor goes over the timeline.
A Donegal senator has called for the government to take responsibility for the crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital. Speaking in the Seanad last evening, Senator Padraig McLaughlin has claimed hospitals in Letterkenny and other areas are in crisis because of a decision by government to implement tax cuts rather than invest in the health service. Senator McLaughlin says last month's budget seals the hospital's fate for another year and both main parties must take responsibility.
This recent budget that took place was an opportunity, and my party put together a document, myself and my colleague Deputy Pierce Doherty, a document called The Need to Invest in Letterkenny University Hospital. And we submitted it to government, we gave it to the HSE, we gave it to SAILTA. And we expected to see in the recent budget a clear signal that in 2018 there was going to be a serious attempt to address the crisis in Letterkenny and elsewhere. And there's no new net investment in that budget. If you look at the expenditure that was already committed, if you look at the need to allow for the growth of population, there's no new investment. So the crisis in Letterkenny University Hospital will continue. That budget was supported by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Both parties need to take responsibility for the ongoing crisis in our health service and the fact that that crisis will not diminish in 2018 because of the failure to provide adequate funding. What you did instead was put in place marginal tax cuts for people across the board. That was wrong. When there's a crisis, when people are suffering across the state in these situations.
The inquest into the disappearance of Castledare teenager Arlene Arkinson has ended. According to BBC News, in a statement from the Arkinson family read out today, they accused some witnesses of lies and said their suffering will continue long beyond the conclusion of this inquest. The 15-year-old disappeared in 1994 after attending a disco in Bundoran. She was last seen in the company of convicted child killer Robert Howard, who died in prison in 2015. Nicole Gernon reports.
Today, the Arkinson family statement formed part of the final submissions of evidence before the coroner delivers his findings in the inquest into the disappearance of Arlene Arkinson. According to BBC News, Robert Howard remains the main suspect in the case. It's also reported that barrister for the coroner, Ronan Daly, told the court about files handed over to the inquest by An Garda Síochána, including notes between detectives in Garda stations in Donegal, Sligo, Ballyshannon and Letterkenny. There was also an appendix of Garda activity after an anonymous letter was received by the PSNI in 2013. In their statement, the family thanked those witnesses who gave honest and helpful evidence, but added that some witnesses were not honest, some only came to maintain and defend lies they had told over 20 years ago, and the family have no thanks for these witnesses.
There are calls for new laws to be introduced to stop companies from installing anti-homeless devices outside their buildings. Spikes, bars and water sprinklers are sometimes erected to deter rough sleepers. The Solidarity Party is bringing forward legislation to try and stop this. It comes as Waterways Ireland defends raising water levels at a bridge at the Royal Canal in Dublin to deter homeless people from sheltering there. Solidarity TD Ruth Coppinger says it's inhumane.
We had heard about that, and that also prompted us to move this bill now. I think that's, again, another state agency, you know, leading in actually installing these anti-homeless devices or defensive architecture. I think it's outrageous, you know. A bit of humanity from this government wouldn't go astray.
The Health Minister is being urged to reopen Milltown High swimming pool in Carndonagh as a matter of urgency. The amenity, which had been providing physiotherapy sessions to disabled people, closed in July due to an irreparable heating system. The HSE say they are currently reviewing the financial requirements to operationalise the swimming pool. Local Councillor Albert Doherty says while the HSE say it is exploring the matter, no firm commitment has been given and many people in the area are still left without this vital facility.
Milltown House plays a critical role for those in recovery, for those seeking respite and for many, many service users and disability groups in the peninsula, outside the peninsula in the northwest. It's been closed since the July period passed. And with Patrick McLaughlin's help, we have had the PQ to the Minister. The minister was referred back to the HSE. There's been the first confirmation that it's a heating issue and that the HSE are presently exploring the return and the costing and return of the service to and for the local community. It's a critical role. It has to come back sooner rather than later.
And in terms of the interim period now from July up until now, how has this left people who had been availing of those services?
Well, it's affected many in different ways. Many have gone for their weekend respite, but really miss the recovery and the advantage of having the pool. The Irish Wheelchair Association, the active retirement groups, the references by physios for patients to seek water therapy.
The Cathaoirleach of the initial municipal district is hopeful a solution can be found regarding controversial proposals for a road through a scenic forest on the peninsula. Lisnagrál Woods near Moff is a popular amenity in Inishowen. However, Culture plan to construct a road through it, with concerns locally over the environmental impact this could have on wildlife there. Councillor Jack Murray met with representatives of Culture today to discuss the issue. He says it was a positive meeting and believes an alternative entrance could be considered.
There's been considerable opposition in the community in Muff and so further afield to any plans that would damage or impact the beautiful Lisnagrál Woods. Thousands of signatures have already signed a petition in opposition to that road. So on the back of that, myself and a couple of members of the local community met with Culture on site in Lisnagrál Woods. We put forward in the strongest terms the concerns of the local community on plans for this road and asked that it wouldn't go ahead and that they would look at an alternative way to access the spruce trees that they need to harvest. I feel the meeting was very, very positive. I feel that the Culture representatives took our concerns on board, understood the concerns of the local community, and I'm hopeful that they'll now find another way of getting into those spruce trees that won't impact on Lisnagrál Woods.
Now, you are also holding a public meeting at the beginning of next month. Tell us a bit more about that. Are you hopeful that representatives from Culture may attend that too?
Well, I'm not sure if Culture representatives will attend on the day, but the meeting is going to be on Friday the 1st of December at 7 o'clock at St Mary's Hall, Muff. That meeting now is planned as to voice the opposition of the local community to these plans. I'm hopeful that in that time frame that Culture will come back and will find a suitable alternative that we will need to go forward with our opposition. But at this point, the meeting is going ahead, but I am hopeful, given that Culture representatives said they've taken our concerns on board, that by that time we will have resolved this issue.
Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and there's a first cap for Munster centre Chris Farrell in an Irish side that chose 13 changes from Saturday's test with Fiji at the Aviva. Only Devon Toner and Andrew Conway, who switches to fullback, are retained from the side that started last week's defeat of the Springboks. There's a start for Joey Carbred out half, but head coach Joe Schmidt is keen to see what Conway can do in the number 15 jersey.
I guess he's a long-term project for the right here and now, suddenly. So that's what makes him of real interest to us on Saturday, and we certainly hope he can impress and I suppose get comfortable in what's going to be a very uncomfortable environment.
In other rugby news, England rugby union head coach Eddie Jones says he's trying to protect the workload of some of his key players by resting them this autumn. Owen Farrell and Mario Itoje, they returned to the matchday squad for Saturday's game with Australia. That was after missing the win over Argentina. And Scotland have made two changes for Saturday's test with New Zealand. Prop Xander Fagerson and number 8 Cornel Dupreez are promoted from the bench to replace WP Neil and Ryan Wilson, who are both injured. Moving on to soccer, and Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill has turned down the opportunity to speak with Sunderland about their managerial vacancy. The Championship strugglers remain without a manager after sacking Simon Grayson last month. O'Neill is wanted by Scotland to succeed Gordon Strachan, while the IFA remain hopeful of extending his contract with improved terms. And Peru, they've completed the lineup for the 2018 World Cup this morning. They reached their first World Cup final since 1982, courtesy of a 2-0 win over New Zealand in Lima. That was in the small hours of this morning. Peru will be in pot two when the draw is made for the group stages on December the 1st. Ireland's conquerors Denmark, they're among the third seeds, while Serbia, who have finished above Ireland in the qualifying group, they are only among the fourth seeds. Back at home, Sligo Rovers have made their second signing of the week. Midfielder David Colley is back at the Showgrounds for a second spell after spending the past two seasons at Galway United. Colley joins Keelan McAleer, who joined from Fan Harps, and Jared Little's squad for next season. In Scotland, Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says Kieran Tierney thoroughly deserved to be named Scottish Premiership Player of the Month. The defender recently signed a new six-year contract with the club and captained Scotland for the first time. Rodgers says he's a player with a huge future.
He's a very talented boy. He's a wonderful lad as well. I've seen him mature as a young man over the 17 months or so I've been here. You know how he speaks. He's a wonderful ambassador, I think, for Scottish football. He can be around for many, many years.
Spurs boss Mauricio Pochettino says Toby Alderweireld is unlikely to play again this year because of a hamstring injury. The defender was one of a host of Spurs players who missed international duty, but Harry Kane, Dele Alli and Harry Winks, who pulled out of the England squad, and captain Hugo Lloris have a good chance of returning for Saturday's game against Arsenal. In colleges football today, the LYT ladies had a big one today. They defeated DIT by 9-0. There was a hat-trick from Nicole Gordon, 2 goals from Vanessa McHugh. The rest of the goals were scored by Amanda Callahan, Lauren Cragan, Ashley McGuinness and Zoe McGlynn. The third one in a row for the LYT ladies. In golf, Paul Dunne's just 2 shots off the lead after opening round of the DP World Tour Championships in Dubai. Dennis Kerwin reports.
American Ryder Cup star Patrick Reed leads the way at the DP World Tour Championship after completing a superb 7-under par opening round of 65, while Justin Rose, who's bidding to win his third tournament in succession, is a shot further back on 6-under par after a round of 66. But the two Irish players in the field have kept the leaders in their sights. Paul Dunne had 5 birdies and no drop shots in a very tidy opening round of 67 on his first competitive round here on the Earth course, while Shane Lowry also made a solid start. He'd 4 birdies and just a single drop shot in a fine 3-under par opening effort of 69 at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai with O'Driscoll O'Neill Insurance, odon.com. I'm Dennis Kerwin.
And some other good news for Irish golf, Gavin Moynihan, he secured his European Tour card for 2018. He finished just inside the crucial top 25. He was helped by a birdie on his final hole at Q School in Tarragona. And the PGA Tour this week, it's the RSM Classic. It's been played in Sea Island in Georgia. Leading the way in the early stages is Blaine Barber and Bryce Gernot. They're both 5-under par in the front nine of their first rounds. Jason Bowen, he's in 4-under par. Seamus Power's played 7 holes, he's 1-under. And Patrick Harrington and Graham McDowell have both played 4 holes. They're level par. Elsewhere today in news, Russia could be blocked from competing at next year's Winter Olympics after the World Anti-Doping Agency ruled the country's still not compliant with the code on tackling drugs cheats. It says Moscow needs to publicly accept the evidence of state-sponsored doping and allow samples to be tested. WADA President Craig Reedy says it'll be down to Olympic bosses to decide what to do about the games. Finally for this evening, and some sad news, GAA in Donegal is in mourning of the loss of another stalwart of the association, founder of the Setanta Hurling Club, Danny Cullen Sr. He passed away last night. He was aged 86 years of age. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. A Donegal County Councillor is urging the local authority to carry out cleaning and draining works of the River Lennon in Remelton. Councillor Michael McBride has told Letterkenny Municipal District that if works are not carried out, floods similar to those in Inishowen in August may be experienced in the area. He says someone needs to take responsibility sooner rather than later.
There's many parts, particularly for the River Lennon, where there's clay banks have moved into the middle of the river. They're kind of blocking the flow in it. There's a lot of bushes and trees hanging over the river, and all these things kind of slow down the flow of the river, and I think it's very important that we get them cleaned to ensure that the river flows as free as it possibly can, and we can alleviate maybe the flooding problem that we had in Kilmacrenan a few years ago in particular, where we were lucky not to lose the lower block in Abbey Village.
And Gardaí are meeting with their Dutch counterparts in Amsterdam this evening following a major drugs haul in County Meath yesterday. Around €7 million worth of cannabis and cocaine was found in 2 storage units near Ashburn. Two men aged 31 and 37 are being questioned in Ashbourne Garda Station, and it's understood further arrests have been made in the Netherlands. Ashbourne Councillor Alan Tobin says locals were shocked but not entirely surprised by the seizure.
This isn't the first time that this has happened in the area. I mean, this is consistently happening. I mean, be it cigarettes, be it, you know, drugs, be it grow houses, be it people getting shot, people, you know, getting beaten up in the streets and things like that. Like, I think people do become desensitized to this type of thing. And it's just another one that has been found, if you like.
For weather now, cold tonight with isolated showers and lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees with some frost. Winds will be mostly light southwesterly. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Transport Minister Shane Ross has been urged to fast track the construction of the Bunagee Link. A delegation from Letterkenny Municipal District met today with Minister Ross, during which he committed to visit Letterkenny to see firsthand the traffic issues in the town. Emergency services are currently attending an incident on the Mountaintop Road in Letterkenny. It's believed a car has caught fire, with the fire service working at the scene close to Letterkenny University Hospital. The inquest into the disappearance of Castledurg teenager Arlene Arkinson has ended. According to BBC News, in a statement from the Arkinson family read out today, they accused some witnesses of lies and said their suffering will continue long beyond the conclusion of this inquest. And Letterkenny Chamber says it wants to be involved in the tendering process for the safety works on the four-lane road linking the Polestar and Dry Arch roundabouts. Following a meeting of local businesses last evening, the Chamber's Infrastructure Committee says they want to ensure the problems with recent works at Kiltoy are not repeated. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news and sport on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, November the 16th. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Kathleen Gavin, Glashagie Door and formerly Dunfanaghy. House private for family and friends only. Removal from the family home on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Columbkill Church, Knockfola, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Danny Cullen Sr., Crossroads, Killigordon. His remains are reposing at his home this evening until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Saturday morning at 22:11 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Pulmonary Rehabilitation Unit, St Colonel's Hospital, Letterkenny, care of any family member. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Theresa Quinn, Lennon Keel, Uris Clamani. Her remains are reposing at the residence of Elizabeth Craffey, née Quinn, Lennon Keel. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church, Uris, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at her home of Cecilia Sheila Hayes, Clonelly, Quigley's Point. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time after 11 p.m. The death has occurred of Rose Creerant, College Farm Road, Glencar, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in the family plot and Cornwall Cemetery. The death has taken place at Antrim Area Hospital of Jim Doherty, Castle Dawson, County Antrim and formerly of Inch Island, whose remains are reposing at his daughter Tracy Doherty's residence, Ardbeathen, St Johnston. Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Charlie McLaugherty, Funeral Director, Church Hill and Letterkenny. The death has taken place at his home of Neil McCormick, Middletown, Derrybeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass in St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. House private after the rosary until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, funeral director. And the death has taken place in Glasgow of Joe McHugh, Joe Biddy, Jack Glasgow and formerly of Brinalack. His remains are reposing overnight at St Columbkill's Church, Knockfola. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Inquiries to Kieran Rorty, funeral director.